Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We've been talking about, well, a little bit of everything. We're going to get to Jerome Powell, the Fed chair, who said yesterday that Trump's tariffs are inflationary and there's going to be some pain refusing to lower interest rates. And Donald Trump is having a commensurate meltdown because Jerome Powell doesn't think Donald Trump gets to decide what the interest rates are. Who knows?
Well,
there's a thing called the Federal Reserve Act.
Right. He's actually upset he's not bailing him out.
Correct.
That's what he's upset about.
Yes. Won't do what Donald Trump wants. Brian from Milwaukee, thanks for being patient, sir. Say hello to Tom. What would you like to say?
Oh, hey. Yeah, great show as always. You know, I was talking with someone about the whole deportation thing going on and, you know, with El Salvador and, you know, all of that. And I was talking with someone I know who's the biggest supporter that I went to high school with. And they're like, oh, well, it's no big deal. I mean, obviously they found something wrong with the person they wouldn't have sent them. And I said, well, what's going to happen when I'm sent away? Well, what do you mean? You're a U.S. citizen. You were born here in the U.S. You have a driver's license. You have a Social Security card. You have a draft card. I said, yeah, but I'm gay. I'm openly gay, and everyone knows it. Well, they wouldn't come for you. And I said, well, yeah, and they came for the socialists,
the unionists.
Because, yep. And I went on and on and on. And I said, so what's going to happen after they come for me and then they come for you? Well, they're not going to come for me because I support the guy. I said, how do you know? And they had nothing to say, and I walked away.
Nice.
And that's what I'm afraid of. What's going to happen if you have the slightest different viewpoint than Trump or the regime or supporters? You're now a target.
100%.
Yep.
Here's the thing. Conservatives, remember the term cancel culture? Not hearing that so much. When, you know, we can criticize universities or people perceived oversensitivities to certain, like, whatever that is. And we can say this needs to be better. But the government is deciding what beliefs and what ways of living are okay. And everybody that doesn't fit in that box can get the hell out of America. That's the message.
Yes. Marco Rubio's State Department saying they want people to watch for anti-Christian bias and report it. Like, what is anti-Christian bias?
Or how about this? To Harvard, the requirement to audit viewpoints of our student body, faculty, and staff, and to, quote, reduce the power of certain students, faculty, and administrators because of their ideological views.
Yep.
If you don't fit in this box, you can get the hell out of our country. And the sad reality is that that is right now a statement that will get a hell yeah from tens of millions of Americans.
Yep. Until they come for them. Because that box will continue
and there will be
to
no
change
one
and
there
shift,
to speak for
move.
You. Yes.
Yes.
Let's take a listen. This is Elizabeth Warren on CNBC today, explaining why it'd be a bad thing if Donald Trump tries to fire Jerome Powell, which, just to be clear, under the Federal Reserve Act, he cannot fire him except for cause, and there is none here. Jerome Powell's term ends in 2026. Let's take a listen.
But understand this. If Chairman Powell can be fired by the President of the United States, it will crash the markets in the United States. The infrastructure that keeps this stock market strong and therefore a big part of our economy strong and therefore a big part of the world economy strong is the idea that the big pieces move independent of the politics, that somebody is making his, their, her best decisions economically and independently. We understand that if the New York Stock Exchange, if interest rates in the United States are subject to a president who just wants to wave his magic wand, this doesn't distinguish us then from any other two-bit dictatorship around the world, where everyone knows what you really, your big investment risk is. Will that dictator wake up in the morning and have a tummy ache and decide to cause this problem or favor that friend? That's why we need to strengthen the infrastructure.
But I know you're, I know you are not the president.
Yeah, so that'll tank the market. How are the prices of eggs doing? Busily, and Trump's busily treating, oh, eggs are cheaper. Inflation's going. No, it's not.
No,
like, it's just lies. Conservative Bob on the text line texted this. Garcia admitted that he was an MS-13 gang member when he was being charged for beating his wife. Here's what Abrego Garcia's wife said about said incident. After surviving domestic violence in a previous relationship, I acted out of caution following a disagreement with Kilmar by seeking a civil protective order in case things escalated. Things did not escalate, and I decided not to follow through with the civil court process. We were able to work through the situation privately as a family by going to counseling. If you have a source that says, if you have the document where he says, or a tape recording where he says, I'm a member of MS-13, roll the tape, Bob, because here's the thing. The government hasn't submitted any evidence that he's a member of this gang. Do you think if they had the, like, smoking gun here, they wouldn't have put that all over Fox News? And the bigger point, Conservative Bob, is this. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
He is owed and afforded due process, and an immigration judge ordered that he never be deported. So do you care about the rule of law, or is it just like, well, we decided this is a bad person so we can violate their civil rights and send him to a concentration camp because we think they're bad?
Right, because we don't do due process through the media. We don't do due process through innuendo. We don't do due process that way. And that's really what we're talking about. So all this other stuff, all the things they're throwing up have nothing to do with the fact that this is about giving people due process in order to be able to enact how you want to enact whatever step is.
And by the way, that was a civil restraining order that never went into full effect. It wasn't convicted of any crime.
Doesn't matter.
And none of it matters.
None of it matters.
Not how this works, Conservative Bob. All right. When we come back, I have an extremely special guest. His name is Aaron Popke. He is the Director of Public Affairs for the Green Bay Packers. We're going to be talking about the draft.
Go, Pack, go.
How do you prepare to go if you're planning to go? What's it going to be like in Green Bay next week? Keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.